20 years ago, KRKO brought to you the 1986 Winston Washington 500, and handling the play-by-play of that very familiar voice to the listeners here on North Sound 1380, the director of sports for the station, Tom Lafferty.
Was it really 20 years ago?
It was 20 years ago, my friend.
Man.
I know. But see, the thing is, you have not aged a bit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, neither have I. And on the phone, Fred Armstrong joins us. And Fred, how are you tonight?
I'm good, actually. I was just thinking, you know, when we did that race, it was like 500 laps,
uh-huh.
5/8 mile. Brother Craig Armstrong and I used to look at each other after 200 laps would go by, and we'd go, only 300 laps to go!
Don't stop now.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing here at the Cactus Moon Saloon, joined again by Carla Heath and Galen Stewart, who have been by my side this entire time, not only tonight, but
what a party.
I know, this has just been so much fun as I'm setting my stopwatch here so I can get some kind of an idea of what time is like. But what I wanted to do with you two is just kind of bring you on, talk about what it is that the three of us have accomplished. Is looks like there's some nasty shots going down over there.
Yep.
There was a tray of death walk by.
I saw that. I think Nana has something to do with that.
Oh, I see. Well, Glithero's over there, so it's always trouble too. But we started off the show by my expressing how much I truly appreciate what you two have done for this show, and it's really gratifying to me to have you two be able to hang out every Thursday night when we get the opportunity to. But talk about what, if you, and this is kind of a lame question, but this kind of keeps us involved when we can't be involved the way sometimes we may really want to be involved.
And, you know, all three of us are so different.
Yeah, we are.
We really are, and we have a lot of fun. We bring a little different point from each of us.
I was talking to Steve Hebe outside as I was doing security on all those beautiful racetracks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about it, and he goes, you know, congratulations on 100 shows. And I said, you know, we started in a little meeting we had, and we're just going to put together a little show. And Steve put it together, and he wrote the rules out and said there's no rules. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've kind of followed that all along. And, you know, every week we just have a little show, put on a couple of people, and look what it's accumulated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. We've had a great time and just a lot of fun, met a lot of neat people, and reacquainted a lot during these shows.
And I want to say thank you to all the listeners, too, because we have people who are not racers that actually listen to our show pretty loyally, and they give us input. They give us mm-hmm. what they like, what they don't like. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to the show their way.
Well, I think another thing we need to do is really, you know, thank those like Alan Howard,
yeah.
you know, who does our website for us. And we thank him every week. Warren Kendall from Sandblaster, who wouldn't be on the Internet without him. And I personally have to thank guys like Tom Lafferty and Andy Scottdahl. Tony Stevens is the one that came up with the idea for this
yep.
confounded project. And, you know, he just said, hey, what do you think about doing a one-hour-a-week show about racing around the Pacific Northwest? And, of course, you know, the drool just starts coming. And, you know, and then we start off at 1 hour, and that wasn't enough. So we go to two, and like Galen said, look what this yep. is craziness that we've had happen.
The format, sometimes not, you know, sometimes with no guests in the studio, only by phone, and we've mm-hmm. heard that you can't tell whether they're in the studio or not by phone.
So, yeah.
And then sometimes the place is packed with people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're shuffling people, and each show is different, I think.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's funny, you know, Carl and I will be at a race somewhere, and they'll say, hey, your show wasn't on Thursday. What's going on? We missed you on Thursday. And, you know, that kind of all makes it worthwhile. I know, Steve, that you talk, and Carl and I talk, and sometimes we're like, oh, no, the show is week. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Didn't do my homework.
Yeah.
But then, you know what? You have the show, and it was pretty fun. And then, you go to a race or you go somewhere, and somebody says, hey, I heard your show. And one of the big ones was the Fred Brownfield show. We got a lot of people saying, you know, that they enjoyed that show. And
yeah.
It makes it all worthwhile. And, Steve, you do a good job, too. We like tying the wires together, making it all
yeah.
work.
Look at this mess. I hope nobody took a picture of this wiring nightmare that's out in front
you
of
us. You know, Andy came in, and Andy Scottdahl from the radio station was here, obviously, and he's over there lifting some beverages with the
nice.
Owners.
We like that. That's all right. Hey, I got to ask you both, and I'll tell you my answer to my question. Who's the neatest guest that we've had on the show in the past 100?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I kind of wondered about that. I wondered if we were going to ask these kind of questions because it's really tough. And you talk about, I'm going to jump a little off the track. You talk about, you know, Gary Lewis has been on the show a lot, but he's been on the show.
Okay.
We've been on the show a lot because he's been successful locally.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had so many guests. A variety of guests from so many different types of racing, and that's what's cool too.
I think my favorite guest was Mel Anthony. You know?
Smoke,
Sand, and Rubber.
Yep, he cost me a lot of money, that guy did.
Yep.
I got a little crazy at an auction for a book I'd already read, but, you know, what are you going to do? And I think what the one thing that's neat about the show, and it happened this year when we did our Mickey Beadle tribute.
Yep.
Here we have former Daytona 500 winner Jeff Bodine on as our first guest. And then the next Thursday night that we're on, our first guest is that 8-year-old kid from Granite Falls that won his first Pinewood Derby. And that's what I try and explain to people. I say, what's your show like? That's exactly how I explain it. We don't know where we're going with this thing.
Yeah.
And that's why we operate by the no rules.
You know, Carl and I drove all the way down to Rainier, Washington. Steve, you were in the studio. Carl and I were there. We felt the emotion in the house. We saw his daughter and his wife glued to the, you know, listening to every word that we said. And I got to tell you, that was a really emotional show from our end. That was an amazing show. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah, mine. Another one. Was our Dave Pylon show that we did. I mean, the love that people had for that guy. Whether you're a hockey fan, whether you're a race fan, or specifically a fan out at Evergreen Speedway that listened to him for all the years. And you know, a lot of these people, Fred Brownfield, we miss dearly. Dave Pylon, we miss dearly.
Rory Price.
Yeah, Rory Price, that's oftentimes when we do our best work, is when, you know, when we really need to, and that's when the emotion comes through. So,
I know on the website, one of the things that I'm always asking is the heart, you know, and the passion that people have for racing. And you really can tell, and Galen, you talk a lot about having fun. You have to have fun out there.
Uh-huh.
So many of these racers really are having fun.
Well, that's what we do it for.
That's, you know, as I was talking to Steve Heave, that's what I said. I go, you know, Steve is great at running the equipment and talking to all the guests, and Carla's bringing the heart. And, you know, I always want to get to the nuts and bolts to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Some of those questions that racers don't really want to be asked.
Well, but, you know, I think that's one thing that all three of us have tried to do with this project is to, you know, we have each three very specific areas that we're good at. And that's where Galen is good at. And these guys know that we do it out of respect.
Yeah. You know, in all honesty, you're giving them a chance to air their side. You know, they may not get an opportunity to air their side if they're being criticized or something bad happened. It gives them an opportunity to air it out. And in a lot of times I find that they want to talk about it. So, yeah, I don't mind it at all.
No, I like it a lot. So, again, I truly appreciate all that you guys have done for this show over the years, and we got more to do. So, again, we are out at the Cactus Moon Saloon, our 100th edition. When we come back, you know, I kind of went through my first season interview list here, and which I still have. And I think what I would like to do, do we still have, I'm trying to find the interview that we did with Donna Hamlin and with
Tammy Kane,
yeah, but I don't see it here. So we did an interview with absolutely one of the greatest racing announcers I've ever heard in my life, Dave Moody. I played this thing I don't know how many times, but darn it, we're going to play it again. So when we come back from this break, we're going to replay an interview that we recorded back in probably April of 2 years ago in 2006 with MRN turn announcer Dave Moody.
Steve, before we go off the air, too, I'm going to ask you for a personal opportunity to say thanks to Danny Kirkpatrick. He brought his car, and I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to talk about the race last week, but before we go off the air, I definitely want to say thanks to those guys.
So. Knock yourself out. Now's the time, man.
Now's the time. I got to tell you, we were up at Skagit last week. Danny's car is here tonight, and if he is listening out there, come get it. It's getting soaking wet. I've been trying to get a hold of him, but, you know,
they're camped out in that fat truck.
Yeah, that
there.
Thing's sweet.
Isn't
but
it?
Anyways, his son, Brian Kirkpatrick, we've had on our show before. What a great race he had. Won the race in the last couple of laps. They've been doing a fantastic job, the whole Kirkpatrick Racing team. And I just want to say thanks to them for supporting our show here tonight, and congratulations to them on a great season.
It's either thunder or lightning or somebody's firing up a car out there. I told John Carlson if he'd let me, I would be happy to put his figure eight car in the trailer for him.
So. Not in the trailer. Huh?
All right, or in the fence.
Yeah, one of the two. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to replay an interview from 2006 with the great Dave Moody. We are still live with our 100th show out here at the Cactus Moon Saloon. I'm getting tired because I'm starting to forget stuff. My name's Steve Mortland. She's Carly Heath, and he's Galen Stewart. And we really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. We'll be back after these messages. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.